Ang Australia ang isa sa pinakakonektadong bansa sa mundo na may 3/4 na bahagi ng populasyon na gumagamit ng mobile phones upang makakonekta sa internet ayon sa kagawaran ng industriya, inobasyon at siyensya. Tinataya ng kumpanya sa accounting PricewaterhouseCoopers na ang lumalagong paglago ng teknolohiya ay magpapabago sa lugar ng trabaho ng 44% ng kasalukuyang trabaho na malamang na mawawala sa susunod na 2 dekada. Hinuhulaan ng ulat ng PricewaterhouseCoopers na may pangalang A Smart Move na 75% ng pinakamabilis na lumalagong trabaho ay mangangailangan ng karunungang STEM. Ayon sa pinakamataas na impormasyon ng bansa, ang lupon ng komunikasyon at teknolohiya, ang A11A ay gumagawa ng kompletong pagbabago sa ating ekonomiya, kapaligiran at lipunan sa digital age.
We know for a fact that the world is going digital first and it is literally changing everything in our personal and professional lives. The digital we're seeing is increasingly embedded into everything. There's a phrase called Internet of Things, which means that over time, more than 100%, there's a greater than 100% penetration of mobiles. So mobile connectivity is not just in the phones that we're carrying, but there'll be smart devices in our cars, in infrastructure, in the environment that we're around.
Sa kabila nito, habang lumilipat ang Australia sa digital economy at lumalaki ang pangangailangan ng karunungang STEM, ang partisipasyon ng mga estudyante ay patuloy na bumababa nitong mga nagdaang taon.
What we've seen is that a study of each of the Australian states and territories from 1992 to 2012, over a 20-year period, found that the total number of Year 12 students increased by around 16%, but the participation rates for most science and math subjects, they fell by around 7% for sciences and by 11% for mathematics. While we don't have a target, it's clear that this is an area that should be growing.
Si Dr. Marlene Kanga, ang Pangulong Halal ng World Federation of Engineering Organizations. Nababahala siya na ang Australia ay isa sa kasamang bansa ng OECD na walang formal na estratehiya sa edukasyong STEM. Sa kabila ng 3/4 na mga trabaho sa kinabukasan ay mangangailangan ng ugnayan sa mataas na teknolohiya, kagamitan at proseso.
So it's very urgently needed to have more young people taking STEM subjects. And in fact, it's declined so steeply that in the 1990s, 90% of students used to study at least one subject in science. Now it is less than 50%. This is according to research by the Office of the Chief Scientist. And there's been a huge decline in the numbers studying mathematics as well. In fact, in New South Wales, you can leave school and get the high school certificate without taking a mathematics subject, which is a big issue.
Nagpakadalubhasa si Dr. Rachel Wilson ng Sydney University sa pagtatatas ng edukasyon. Sinabi niya na ang pagbaba ng partisipasyon ng mga estudyante sa STEM ay dahil sa kakulangan ng mga kwalipadong guro sa mathematics at siyensya.
We've had declining participation rates amongst teachers and people going into teacher education programs. And this means that, you know, teachers, generalist teachers in primary school and teachers of non-mathematics subjects in high school are less and less equipped to talk about maths, integrate maths into their areas and their teaching across the curriculum.
Idinagdag ni Dr. Wilson na ang pagbaba ay dinaranas ng maraming bansa sa edukasyong STEM. Ang mga estudyante sa Year 11 at 12 sa Victoria, New South Wales at ACT ay kasalukuyang walang subject sa math o science. Naniniwala si Dr. Wilson na ang math at science ay dapat maging sapilitan para sa mga estudyante sa high school sa Australia upang maging malakas kalaban ng mga regional na kapitbayan.
It's very important that we should make that compulsion for maths and science study first amongst those who are doing teacher education programs. Because we cannot hope to turn around the trends unless we do that. And that would be the most strategic place to implement that expectation.
Tinanggihan ang pagsisikap ng pamahalaang federal na gawing sapilitan ng mga subject na math at science para sa mga estudyanteng na sa year 11 at 12 na mga pamahalaan ng estado noong Mayo ng kasalukuyang taon. Samantala, sinabi ni Rob Fitzpatrick na malinaw na kulang ang mga sanay na trabahador na may STEM na sinanay upang matugunan ang pangangailangan ng pamalapitang kinabukasan.
Given the transformation of our jobs economy is going to happen in the next 15 years, we can't wait for the next generation to come through. It's actually going to require a transformation for all of us at all age categories.
Idinagdag niya na kailangang humanap sa labas ang Australia upang mapunuan ang kakulangan sa galing.
We as an economy and talking with the government structurally need to think about broader skill sets and how we, in the short term perhaps, bring in skills from overseas to help accelerate the learning and capability in Australia.
Si Dr. Marlene Kanga ay dating pambansang Pangulo ng Engineers Australia. Nakita niyang personal kung paano ang mga sanay na migrante ay nagkaroon ng epekto sa kahabaan ng mga taon ng mining boom.
Australia graduates around 6,000 engineers each year, and this number has remained flat for about the last 30 years. It hasn't changed. But the demand for engineers and engineering qualifications reached a high of 22,000 in the mining boom period. So we continue to see this flow of migrants. And this is what is helping Australia's economy, because while our domestic students aren't increasing in the STEM areas, we have an increasing number of migrants wanting to come to Australia.
Sa pagkilala sa kahalagahan ng galing na STEM para sa isang kinabukasang digital, nag-atas ang pamahalaang federal ng 65 milyong dolyar upang pondohan ng ilang inisyatibo para taasan ang partisipasyon ng mga kabataan sa mga subjects na STEM. Nag-alok din ang oposisyong Labor ng suporta sa STEM sa kahabaan ng kampanya noong nakaraang eleksyon, kasabay ang pondong federal para sa scholarship ng mga guro sa STEM. Subalit sinabi ni Dr. Wilson na ang kailangan ng Australia ay ang pangmatagalang plano upang makalaban sa iba pang bansa sa edad ng computer disruption.
We want to get teachers doing maths and science first. We want to have a long-term plan so that we expect all students to complete maths and science over, say, in the next 10 to 15 years. Now, that will put us in a position where we are no longer a very unusual case internationally. Because at the moment we are, most countries have an expectation that students complete maths for high school graduation, and many of them also expect science. So, you know, we've got a lot of catch-up to do.
Sinisiyasat ng National Science Week ang mga aktibidad at kaganapan sa science, technology, engineering at mathematics sa linggo ng 13 hanggang 21 ng Agosto ng taong ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, magtungo sa www.scienceweek.net.au.